Good morning, children. Welcome to e-learning program. Today we are going to start chapter 6 of class 9, Biology, Tissues, module 1. In this module, we all will be discussing plant tissues. In last chapter, cell, the fundamental unit of life, cell, we all have learned that all living organisms are made up of cells. In unicellular organism, a single cell performs all basic functions. And in multicellular organism, what you call, there is division of labor where organs are present and each organ is further made up of different tissues. So in this module, we are going to learn about the different tissues. First, we will do or define what is tissues. A group of cells that are similar in structure and work together or have same function is known as tissues. These tissues we are going to study about in this module. We are going to study about plant tissues. Now a question arises, are plants and animals made up of same type of tissues? Let us compare their structure and function. Let us compare the structure and function of plants. If we check, plants and animals have different structure, they have different functions. The noticeable differences between them are plants are stationary or fixed, that is, they do not move. Most of the tissues they have are supportive, which provides them with structural strength. Most of the tissues are dead. And these tissues, as they are dead, needs less maintenance. Now you can think about the next topic about the animal tissue. In case of plant tissues, we talked about that plants are fixed, most of the cells are dead, so maintenance needed is less. Since they are walking, so they are not walking fixed, they are what you call amount of the tissues that are present are mostly supportive or mechanical in nature. In contrast to that, animal tissues, animal move, if we consider in animal tissues, animal move from one place to another, so their energy requirement is more. Most of the cells and tissues are living, so their maintenance is more. In case of plants, if we say growth is indefinite, indeterminate, means they can grow any part of the body, plant body, but in case of animals, it is uniform. They do not have a separate dividing or non-dividing cells, and the locomotion as animals perform, so they will be of different kind. Now coming to the plant tissues, their classification. If you see in the slide, the plant classification, first the plant tissues are divided into two main categories, meristematic tissue and permanent tissue, based on the type of cell. That is, meristematic tissue is made up of ever dividing cell, permanent tissues have lost the capacity to divide. Then the meristematic tissue is further classified based on their position. Position or location, apical meristematic tissue, intercalary meristematic tissue, lateral meristematic tissue. Permanent tissues are further divided into two main categories based on the presence of cell. Simple permanent tissues are made up of only one kind of tissues, and complex permanent tissues are made up of more than one kind of tissues. Now we will be seeing in detail what do we mean by meristematic tissue. We said, or by now you might be knowing that meristematic tissues are the tissues which are what you call ever dividing cells, and they are of three types: apical, intercalary and lateral. The meristematic tissues is made up of cells which are very active. They have dense cytoplasm, thin cellulose walls and prominent nuclei. They lack vacuoles. The growth of plants occurs only in certain specific regions because of the presence of the dividing tissue known as meristematic tissue. They are found in the growing regions like tip of the root, stem, tip of the root and stem, and branches. They divide continuously and help in the growth of the plant. You can see, or you can have a look in the what is called a textbook, page number 69, figure 6.2, how location of meristematic tissue in plant body diagrammatically they have shown. Now again, once again, we will see that depending upon the region where they are present, where the meristematic tissues are present, they are classified as apical, lateral and intercalary. Apical meristems are present in the tips of stems and roots. They help in the growth of the stem and roots, means increase in the length of the stem or the root occurs because of apical meristem. Lateral meristematic tissue is present in the sides of the stem and the roots. They help to increase the girth of the stem and the roots. And the finally, intercalary meristematic tissue are present at the base of leaves, internodes, and help in the growth of those parts. Hope I am clear to you all children. What do we mean by meristematic tissue? How they are and what you call where according to the position, location, how many types they are classified and how they help the plant in growth. Coming to the permanent tissue, permanent tissues are formed from meristematic tissue. When the meristematic tissue loses the capacity to divide, they transform themselves into permanent tissue. They do not divide and have a permanent shape and size. They are differentiated into what you call two main types. They are simple permanent tissue and complex permanent tissue. We will be having a look of what do we mean by simple permanent tissue first. Simple permanent tissues are made up of one type of cells. They are again further divided into three categories based on the function and cell wall. They are three types, parenchyma, colenchyma and sclerenchyma. Now, one by one, we will be seeing what type of tissues are, what type of cells are present in the parenchyma. Parenchyma consists of relatively unspecialized cells with thin cell walls. The cell wall is very thin. They are living cells, means they have cytoplasm is present, nucleus is present, and they are loosely arranged with large intercellular spaces. Parenchyma cells are unspecialized cells with thin cell wall. They are living cells, which means they have cytoplasm, nucleus, and they are arranged loosely with intercellular spaces. They don't have vacuoles, or if vacuoles are present, they are of very short in size. The diagram of what you call parenchyma, you can see in the textbook figure 6.4 a bit on page number 71, where parenchyma transverse section and longitudinal section has been given. You can see the how they are having intercellular spaces and nucleus is present and cytoplasm is present. Then what are the functions of parenchyma? Parenchyma are the tissues which performs variety of functions. Among few of them are to store materials like starch, proteins, hormones, etc. and waste products such as tannins, resins. The parenchyma cells perform the metabolic activities of the cell. Some parenchyma cells in leaves contain chloroplast and prepares food by photosynthesis. Some parenchyma cells have large air cavities called parenchyma, which helps the plant to float on water or helps in buoyancy. Some parenchyma cells of roots and stem store water and minerals. So these were the few functions of parenchyma. Next type of simple permanent tissue is colenchyma. Colenchyma tissue is made up of cells which are again living. When we talk about living, means they contain cytoplasm and nucleus. The cells are elongated, irregularly thickened at the corners. They are thickened. The thickening of the cell wall takes place at the corners with very little intercellular spaces. You can see the figure of colenchyma in the figure 6.4 on page number 71, B-bit, colenchyma, transverse and longitudinal section of colenchyma diagram has been given. There you can see how the end wall are being thickened irregularly, due to which the intercellular spaces have reduced. Coming to the functions of colenchyma. The functions of colenchyma are, the colenchyma tissue give flexibility and allows easy bending of different parts like stem, leaf, etc. Means the plant is able to bend easily because of the presence of colenchyma tissue. They also give mechanical support to the plant as the cell wall at the corners have got thickened. The next third type of tissue, simple permanent tissue, is sclerenchyma tissue. Now the sclerenchyma tissue is made up of what you call? Sclerenchyma tissue is made up of cells that are dead. When we talk about dead, means no nucleus, no cytoplasm. The cells are long, narrow, and walls have thickened due to the deposition of lignin. Often these walls are so thick that there is no intestinal space inside the cell. The cell wall contains lignin chemical substance which acts like cement and hardens them. You can see the figure of sclerenchyma in figure 6.4 on page number 71, 6.4, C-bit, sclerenchyma, transverse section and longitudinal section. There you can see how the lignification of the cell wall has taken place. Now we will come to the functions of sclerenchyma. Sclerenchyma cells provide mechanical support to the plant and allows organs to withstand bending, shearing, compression and pull caused due to environmental factors. It also supports transportation of water and nutrients to the plant. The rigidity provided by the sclerenchyma also prevents leaves of the plants to collapse due to wilting. Forms a major part of fruit pitchered under shells of nuts. Then you can see comparison of colenchyma, parenchyma and sclerenchyma tissue in the slide diagrammatically, and then what you call the tabular form. Now coming to another kind of tissue called epidermis. This epidermis is the outermost layer, which is made up of only single layer of cells, which are either cuboidal in nature, and these cells are relatively flat and they are often found in the often outer and side walls are thicker than the inner wall. You can see the epidermal cells in leaves and stomata in the slide or in the figure 6.5, how guard cells and epidermal cells, lateral view and surface view of the leaf surface, how the cells are being arranged. Then coming to the functions of the epidermis. Epidermis and its waxy cuticles provides a protective function barrier against mechanical injury, water loss and infection. It protects the underlying tissue. It secretes metabolic compounds. It absorbs water and mineral nutrients in roots. It regulates exchange of gases through stomata in the leaf. You might have seen in some plants, the outer epidermal cells are being lost as the plant grows, and these are nothing but the cork cells. The cork cells are dead, compactly arranged, without intercellular spaces. They also have substance called seborrheic in their walls that makes them impervious to gases and what you call water. You can see it in the figure 6.6, how cork cells are arranged layer after layer. Then next topic or the next part, we will be studying about the complex permanent tissue. What do we mean by complex permanent tissue? As earlier only we have classified or said that complex permanent tissues are made up of more than one type of cells. They are of two kinds, xylem and phloem. These are also called as vascular or conducting tissues. Coming to the xylem, xylem consists of four different elements. They are tracheids, vessels, xylem parenchyma and xylem fibers. You can see it in the, what do you call, figure 6.7 on page number 73, ABC. 6.7, ABC, A is tracheids, B is vessel and C is xylem parenchyma. How they look, how they appear. Tracheids and vessels have thick walls and many are dead cells when mature. Tracheids and vessels are tubular structures. This allows them to transport water and minerals vertically. The xylem parenchyma stores food. Xylem fibers are mainly supportive in functions. You can see the xylem tracheids, xylem vessels and xylem parenchyma in the figure 6.7 ABC on page number 73, or you can compare it in the slides. Coming to the next part, phloem. Phloem is a living conducting tissue, we call it, because most of the cells are living in this and they are also made up of four different elements. They consist of sieve tubes, companion cells, phloem parenchyma and phloem fibers. Sieve tubes are tubular cells with perforated walls. The sieve tubes and companion cell transport, what I call, food from leaves to all parts of the plant. Phloem parenchyma stores food and fibers, helps in support. As earlier only I said that except phloem fibers called bast fibers, all other phloem elements are living cells, so they are also called as living conducting tissue. You can see the figure section of phloem on page number 73, figure 6.7, debate, which is showing you the sieve tubes, the companion cell, phloem parenchyma, how the transportation is taking place in the phloem. Then we will be going for the differences between xylem and phloem. What do we mean by, or how xylem and phloem are different? If you check it, xylem is the helps in transportation of water. Phloem helps in the translocation of food. In xylem, movement of water is only in upward direction. In phloem, movement of food is in all direction, upwards, downwards, lateral. Xylem vessels. Xylem consists of four elements, the tracheids, vessels, xylem parenchyma and xylem fibers. Phloem consists of sieve tubes, companion cells, phloem fibers and phloem parenchyma. And in xylem only xylem parenchyma is living, and in phloem only phloem fibers are dead, all other components are living. Now what we have learned till now, we have learned about the plant tissues. Just we will recapitulate what we have learnt today. Tissues is a group of cells similar in structure and function. We have defined tissues, what are they. Then we have learned what are the two main types of tissues, plant tissues, meristematic and permanent. Then we have defined what is meristematic tissue, that is, it is dividing tissue present in the growing regions of the plant. Permanent tissues are derived from meristematic tissue. Once they lose the ability to divide, they are classified as simple and complex tissues. Parenchyma, colenchyma and sclerenchyma are three types of simple tissues, and xylem and phloem are types of complex tissues. For today, for today's class, this much is enough. Thank you, children. Have a great day.